support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
My name is Jeff Cox, and I'm a local business owner here in Cleveland, Tennessee, Bradley County. Also serve on our local Chamber of Commerce here, Cleveland-Bradley Chamber of Commerce.
Jeff, did you grow up here? Are you a local boy?
I wish I could claim that I was, actually. So it's interesting. One of the largest employers here in Bradley County is M&M Mars. I think everybody's familiar with M&M Mars. M&M, Snickers, Twix.
Yeah.
Virtually, I think it's something like six, maybe seven of the top 10 selling candies is made by M&M Mars.
And that's their manufacturing and world headquarters?
Their headquarters is in New Jersey, but here in Cleveland, I think they make somewhere around 90% of the M&Ms that are eaten worldwide.
Wow.
So, and then they also have a Twix line there and some other, but we're known for the M&Ms, obviously, mm-hmm. here.
So that's what brought you here?
Well, my father worked for the plant in Chicago, and his background is in quality control and microbiology. And when they opened up the plant here in Cleveland, that was in the late 70s, he had an opportunity to come help start up the plant. And so that's why we moved here. So I was about 11 years old when we moved here.
Did you go to university here?
Actually, went to Georgia Tech for 2 years, and during the transition of my majors, I went to our local community college, Cleveland State Community College, where I've met one of your more popular guests, Melissa Woody. we became friends, actually, back then.
Wow.
And then I met my to-be wife there at Cleveland State, and we both transferred over to UT. So, University of Tennessee at Knoxville.
Postgraduate, what did you get into? What did you do? And how were you able to stay here?
Going back to my father and my mother, interestingly enough, they're both equally as important, you know, who I am today. My mother is a naturalized a citizen. She is from the Philippines. So, a lot of people know Philippines produces some of the best nurses in the world. And so, in the late 60s, she graduated nursing school and took a multi-week trip here in the States with her parents and decided she'd stay. And so that's where she met my dad in Chicago while my dad was, I mentioned, was in microbiology at a hospital at the time. And they met there and, you know, that's how that happened. Mm-hmm. But when we moved to Cleveland, my mom opted to remain a stay-at-home mom. And she did a lot of entrepreneurial type of jobs, very ahead of her time. Mm-hmm. And so that really motivated me at the time.
So she was your model in a way.
Well, just as equivalently, my dad, because of the nature of his work, I was the first student at my high school to have a personal computer.
Wow.
Like the first IBM computer. And, you know, there's a lot of people who say you don't realize how many friends you have until you get a boat or a pool. I didn't know how many friends I had until we got a computer because everybody wanted to use the word processor. So that early influence, my dad really fostered a need for technology and adopting that. So it was great. I remember, Tom, when I was in junior high, which is, you know, now called middle school, that I was taking non-credit programming classes at the local community college.
Wow.
Just because of my dad's,
And this was back in Fortran and COBOL days?
Yes, yeah, it sure was. You know, I was programming in that stuff when I was 12 and 13 years old.
So you were using cards at one point.
Yeah, I was. I mean, that's hard to imagine that they quickly got rid of that. But, yeah, that's how I got into that. And after several majors and then going to UT, finally decided, you know what, I enjoy doing that. Why not make a career of it? And that's a very common sense today. People tell you to do that.
Right.
And so that's how I got into technology.
So you were ahead of the curve, though, and even with coming up with a retail connection. Locally.
Yes. You know, we've been extremely blessed. I feel that a lot of it, obviously, was hard work and the assistance of friends and advice and mentors. But there was some strongly believe in some divine providence in that. Mm-hmm. And we've been well, and we've had to adapt. We started out as IT consulting company, but we were also fortunate that had worked with a former employer that is a tech company that provides financial solutions. They're the world's largest provider of software to financial institutions.
Wow.
The main reason I left, Tom, was because I had to move outside of the area, and I missed Cleveland, Tennessee so much, this area, that we moved back, and I started my company about 20 years ago.
But you also have more than one business, right?
Yeah.
You have a retail place where I could go buy a new Mac laptop, right?
Yeah, actually, you got a great memory. So we specialize in refurbished Apple product.
But I can still get my Mac little mouse. And
you can get everything there. Yes.
Keyboard.
We've got certified Apple technicians there.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And so repair.
We do repair also. It looks very Apple-esque when you walk in. A lot of people actually think we're an Apple store.
But you also can get PC.
Yes, sir. That is absolutely correct. We wanted to be, because Cleveland really can't by itself sustain just an Apple store.
Yeah.
There is a couple locations in Chattanooga. You can, not an official Apple store. And then, you know, a couple hours away in Knoxville, they have an Apple store. But we do work on Apple product that Apple has stopped servicing because maybe it's a little too old.
And oh, I have a 27-inch for you, man. I think my video card went out.
And we get those in all the time. We do. As a matter of fact, sometimes the Apple store in Knoxville and even Atlanta will say, we can't service this anymore.
Right.
But they call it vintage.
Right. So I could mail mine to you and you could save it?
We could.
Wow.
We do a pretty good job with
that. All right. So. Well, only because people are packing and moving.
Yeah,
we got to
keep
on focus here. Yeah. The reason I wanted to talk to you, the primary reason, has everything to do with the town itself and what an anomaly relative to the majority of communities across America that I've been going to and visiting for the last 10 years. Every time I come here, you have more businesses coming here. You have businesses that are growing and enlarging, and these are major businesses.
Yes.
I mean, the names are
It's amazing.
Household.
Yes. I mean, we mentioned M&MRs, for example. We got, you know, Procter & Gamble, Duracell. We've got Maytag. Their main production facility in North America is right here. And that's a whole nother conversation. But this area used to be known as, Melissa was talking about, Charleston at one point being the cowpea capital of the world. Bradley County, back in its heyday, was the stove capital of the world. More stoves were produced in Bradley County than anywhere else in the world.
And these are kitchen ovens for consumer?
Yes, yes. There were other offshoots, but Maytag eventually moved in and bought Hardwick Stoves, but there's still another stove company from the Hardwick family called Brown Stove Works. And that's, you know, back to your assessment of our community. It takes a lot of people for this to happen. I've been involved in our Chamber of Commerce for a number of years. Melissa is affiliated with our Chamber of Commerce in the Tourism Department. My wife is.
But we've both been to communities very similar demographics in the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
Where they've lost their manufacturers.
I think it's a combination that we're in a great location. You know, we're just off of Interstate 75.
So distribution is what you're implying.
One of those. We've got great railway. We are. And I wish I remembered this statistic, Tom, but it is a case that we are like 90 miles of Atlanta, Birmingham, Chattanooga, Knoxville, and just a little bit further away, Nashville. And there's more packages shipped out of Nashville than any other part because it's the most equidistant area.
Right.
You got FedEx and UPS that are out of there. To your point about what makes us unique is that it's a work ethic that has been developed over just generations and generations. And I know with COVID, there have been so many cities that have struggled with employment. Not that we haven't either, but you will hear employers say, you know what, I could have had employees that could have drawn more money during COVID, but they said, I want to have a job to come back to. I'm going to keep on working. I want to work. Not only that, if you go back 30 years, I would tell you that our utility company made a presentation and they showed the top 20 consumers of utilities, and after 20 years, only 3 of those remained on that list. All of them had changed. So going back to our Chamber of Commerce, and we have just an incredible person there, Doug Berry, who's responsible for our economic development. twice recognized by the state, you know, 13th largest city, but twice recognized by the state for recruitment of new business to our area. And that's the key, is having a great, eager workforce. Mm-hmm. We're very work-friendly, business-friendly. The state, as you know, has consistently ranked always in the top three, if not the number one, is the most business-friendly state.
What's really interesting, it's a double-edged sword in that Tennessee, like Texas, is a right-to-work state.
Yes.
Which historically means the employer wins and the worker loses.
Yes.
You know, and yet you obviously have happy, relatively satisfied workforce here.
Yes.
And so I think, how do you explain that?
I think, you know, we ate dinner last night, mm-hmm. and you and some other journalists, and everyone was commenting, and it was a great meal. Mm-hmm. I hope you agree. It was a fantastic meal.
Yeah.
That it would have probably been 2 to 3 times that amount if you were dining in another city, a larger MSA.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of living is fantastic here. Quality of life, everyone will argue about quality of life. In my personal opinion, it's a wonderful compromise.
What's the compromise? Other than having an international airport closer, I mean, what are you compromising here?
What people say is that there's not enough to do.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is that I would rather be able to go somewhere to do those extracurricular activities and then come back to a hometown that has manageable traffic, great schools that are safe to go to, great job opportunities, mm-hmm. and a community that has as like our city of spirit is our motto, our tagline. It's volunteerism here is so strong. You've said it, sometimes it's hard to put your thumb on it,
mm-hmm.
but you know it's just different when you come to our community.
Well, I think you're talking about an absence of some urban things to do. The beauty of this place, this region, it's an outdoors person paradise. I mean, we both own kayaks. You know, I want to know where we can go kayak.
Yes, yes. So, you know, in addition to the jobs that you mentioned, our companies, our business, its latest venture, and it actually accounts now for the majority of our revenue. We specialize in digital marketing and online presence of businesses.
Right.
And we've been super fortunate, probably because, you know, my wife's in that industry, in addition to helping with my business and working with Melissa and making a lot of connections. We do a lot of tourism promotion that we call it Adventure Y'all. So that's kind of our tagline when we promote, mm-hmm. because we've got hiking, biking, trailing, camping. We've got a national forest just 20 minutes up the road, one of the larger state forests. And I would argue this with anybody, some of the best park rangers in the country here, because they love this area as much as we do and want to share it.
Yeah.
So you're right. It's a great place. And if you want to have a better selection of dining for an evening, take a 30 minute drive. You can go to Chattanooga and mm-hmm. then come back here to Cleveland.
And for education, continuing ed, you have community college and you probably have some continuing ed classes at Lee University?
Yes. Lee's got an exceptional program called the Encore Program. I don't know if you've talked about this before, but, you know, that is a ministry of the Church of God, which is a Pentecostal denomination. So they're in their mission. They want to be able to give back. So they have a program that it avails to, I want to say it's 65 and over, where you essentially get to go to college level coursework for credit or non-credit for virtually nothing.
Wow.
With world-class instructors, and they offer classes like that. Now, Cleveland State, likewise, has been recognized continuously as one of the best community colleges in the nation. Back in one of the previous presidential administrations, they used Cleveland State as a model university on how to give people who may not have subs, you know, below standard math and science skills. The program that they used was addressed in a presidential, you know, State of the Union address of this is what a community college needs
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it goes back to education too, is that we're fortunate. Here in Tennessee, we have a program that about 90% of high school graduates can go to a 2-year university for free.
Is that the Tennessee Promise?
Yes, the Tennessee Promise. But a lot of people don't realize this, but that program was modeled after a program that we instituted, our Chamber of Commerce and Cleveland State Community College and some other philanthropists, that we had that program 15 years, I think, before it was introduced by the state, and they took that and made it statewide. So those little things that you hear.
What's the catch here? You know, I mean, it's almost like too good to be true destination.
Well, we you know, we do have problems like everyone, every other city does. It's not a perfect city whatsoever, but it's easy to get plugged in. I want to say that, and, you know, some people, it's sometimes an unpopular subject, but I think it's because of inherently our history of faith in our area, that we've got two very large denominations that their world headquarters are here in Cleveland. Lee University, as we talked about and has been mentioned before, second largest private university in the area.
In the fastest growing in the state of Tennessee. That's incredible.
It is. You know, Vanderbilt, I think, and please, somebody may need to fact check this, but I think that we have approached or may have surpassed Vanderbilt as far as undergraduate enrollment and graduate enrollment for Nashville. At Vanderbilt is what surpasses, but we now have MBA and advanced degree programs at Lee University also. So it attracts people here to work here, and also we have students that choose to stay here, and I think it's just a continuation of a legacy of the type of values that we hold dear that people really find attractive, Tom. It's just, like I said, I love living here. I love going on vacation all across the country. But there's just something when you're coming back and these rolling green hills, it's almost like, you know, a blanket, a nice, warm, comfy blanket.
And one more before we go.
Yeah.
How far is Smoky Mountains National Park?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, we talk about this, an hour and a half here, an hour and a half there, an hour and a half there. And under an hour and a half, you can be at the most visited national park in the country.
Yeah.
Of course, I think everybody in the world knows Dolly. You know, she's got an amusement park up there called Dollywood, and she does fantastic stuff, too. She's got literacy programs, and she gives so much back to the community. So that's a wonderful place. I think it actually surpasses now Niagara Falls as a honeymoon destination.
Oh, wow.
We just ask people to come who are going to visit, spend a day or two with us, and you can go enjoy other world-class
stuff. That's what I was just thinking. This would be a great base camp.
Yeah.
Stay in the motel here, and then each day go out on a different little spider leg.
Absolutely, definitely. It's wonderful. And yeah, I know you've chatted about this, the rafting, the kayaking, and just plenty to do. And unfortunately, some of our residents sometimes forget those things. It's easy to forget, but it's great for people to come in and remind. And it's interesting how many people pass through and they decide, we're just moving here.
To learn more.
I would suggest going to visit ClevelandTN, which is abbreviation for Tennessee.com. And that same visit ClevelandTN, that's the handle for Facebook and Instagram. And if you want to find out more about adventure type stuff, you can go to timetoraft.com. And that will give you all sorts of things to do in the area. The 23 outfitters that are available on the Ocoee River are all present there, and you can check all of them out and make a great decision, but also find out places to eat, places to sleep, all that good stuff. But we work really closely, those two organizations.
That's cool.
My name is Jeff Cox, and I'm a small business owner here in Cleveland, Tennessee, Bradley County, and also a board member of our Chamber of Commerce, Cleveland-Bradley Chamber of Commerce. Thanks, Tom.
Jeff, thanks for sharing. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Cleveland, Tennessee. We'll see you here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.